This is the Technical Difficulties, and we've all been on adventures. None of us have any idea what the others have been up to. We just went out with one camera and nothing else.
Not even clothes?
I realised the minute I said that, Gary. And this time, it is Matt doing show and tell.
Well, when I realised that we were given an unknown budget and the freedom to do whatever we want, I thought I would spend Tom's money on pot.
I am wearing an apron, but what am I here to do and who am I with? Well, I'm with Joe Davis.
Hello.
What are we going to be doing today?
So we're going to be doing some wedging first, which is what I'm doing here, and then very quickly we're going to be doing some throwing.
Some
bowls and some cylinders. We're going to aim for cylinders, probably end up with some accidental bowls.
That's right, we're working with clay and we're making some ceramics.
Here's one of your works.
If there's any chance of me getting anything like that of it out by the end, it is a very low chance. And that is a knowing smile, isn't it?
Yep. Sorry.
This is so long ago, I barely remember it.
You're doing the Potter's Wheel off the Generation game, aren't you?
Rather that than the Potter's Wheel off of Ghost.
And I specifically didn't watch Ghost before.
There we go.
I have never seen Ghost.
Yep.
I wanted to go in there without any
preconceived notions of being touched by Patrick Swayze.
I mean, that's how I spend my life. But I know there's a lot of pottery content.
There's a lot of obvious jokes, yes.
And
water, flour.
I didn't want to make any of those jokes.
Flowers?
Pottery content. Things you put in pots, Tom.
None of us.
So here's a bit of clay for you. It's a bit wet, so let's see how you get on.
Okay.
But if I demonstrate to start with, what you're doing here is you're basically pushing the air out of the clay and making the consistency of the moisture of it nice and good and lovely and easy to work with, that kind of thing. So
bring it towards me.
That's it, yeah.
And shove my palms in like that.
That's good, yeah. So next
that's
one.
A different shape.
It's sort of there, it's sort of nearly there.
It's sort of nearly there. There's a lot of caveats from Joe there.
Just watch her facial expressions. Like, she has obviously taught so many people how to do this. So she knows that she's going to say words, and none of those words are going to happen.
she's got the tolerant face that I think you need for a pottery tutor.
She was very good with me.
Slight tweak on your technique is to do this. So pushing into the centre,
yeah,
the force going in that direction rather than flat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. It's sort of getting there. It's one of those things where nobody gets it to start with at all, ever.
Yeah.
So once you're kind of happy with your clay.
I like that you can't hold back the laughter. That is the best bit about this for me.
We've no work to do here, Matt. She's just stitching you up with her tone.
She's lovely. She's lovely.
She was great fun.
But you've never done anything like this before,
no.
So...
Like, I've done things with my hands before and I've been good
have
at
you?
It.
Have you?
Well, have you indeed?
Right.
But not arty crafty things. I'm interested in arty crafty things.
She must have wrists like a jackhammer to move that. Look at the way she's kneading that solid, you know, that
clay. And hers
clay.
Is bigger than mine and she's moving it with such precision and I've got a small one and it just looks like a pancake.
Well, that's getting gift.
What we need to do is just divide it up into small bits. So maybe for you, around about that size piece of clay. So probably dividing up into about, I don't know, three or four. Can I just stop you from doing my pet hate?
Yeah.
Which is pushing down against the tabletop. If you do that, just so much quicker.
Oh.
Yeah. And you see you've got a little bit of an air bubble in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit of a mark down, that one. But
oh, no, I'm not perfect. It's my first time.
Sorry.
And now I need to avocado it.
You do need to avocado it, yes. So just this kind of shape. Different potters do slightly different things at this point. You know, some might have a more rounded piece of clay, but I do prefer a slightly taller one. You can do things like patting it on the tabletop like that, just sort of spinning it around. And then when you've taken the corners off, just sort of rotating and patting like this. I mean, it's not a work of art. Don't labour.
You're doing it in a very slappy way. Is there a reason?
It's slappy, yeah. I don't. I don't know. I mean,
it's just the way you do it.
Yeah, it's more effective. I think over the last sort of 20 years or so, I've just worked out it's slightly more effective.
It's the kind of thing you don't really think about at this point, is it? You just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
How's my pile?
That's very good. Nice avocados.
Yeah.
What about that then? You got releases for this.
I feel like you just introduced a brand new term into the ceramics world there. I assume you mean shape it vaguely like...
Got avocado air.
I don't know how to phrase this delicately. She is tolerating your bullshit very well.
Yes. It's just her with a perfectly shaped bit of clay and you with this obvious blob.
This is the wheel head.
Yeah.
And this is the basin.
Okay.
And that's kind of all you need to know about this bit up here. There is a pedal down here to, and there'll be one there down there to your
yes.
right.
So, ooh, spinny.
Yeah. So it just works like a kind of...
Like a sewing machine.
Yeah, like a sewing machine, basically. I was going to say a car, but yes.
At any point, does the camera end up on there?
Oh, I should have done that.
Did you not? Oh.
You know what? It's because I was too excited to have a go.
Yeah.
Taking your clay, I'm just popping it in the middle, like so. So when I do this, I normally pat it down like that. So getting the wheel head going nice and slowly, a kind of walking pace to start with while you're patting it down. So that's called compressing the clay.
Okay.
And it also makes it sort of roughly centered, which is our next stage. So centering is when you're making the clay absolutely circular on the wheel head, and it just makes it easier to work. When we start, we want our left elbow into the side of our body,
yeah.
or somewhere comfortable, perhaps the leg. So this is very much a kind of, I call it kind of anchor hand, you know, it's the sort of strength. And then the other hand is more of a kind of shaping tool.
I like that you're trying to figure it out, Gary. So she's doing that quite, you know, she's got the technique there because you put your elbow in kind of here into where your hip is.
Yeah.
Now, I've got kind of all of this in the way, which makes it a lot harder. So there's nothing to anchor against. It just slides off.
I look like a T-Rex.
But that's the solid thing that's keeping it in place, right?
Yes. So the you're providing resistance against the clay, so the clay has to move out the way because you're static. And the only way you can keep your arm static, because it's a movie thing,
is to use your whole body weight.
It basically has to be stopped by my arse. So I have to dig it in here and find a hole in there somewhere. And now when you push that, it doesn't move because my arse is on a chair.
So I'm pushing in at about 7 o'clock. So if I'm seeing this as a clock face, and then I'm going to pull back against that force at about 1 o'clock with my fingertips and do that, pull up the clay and bring back down again.
And by bringing it up and down, you're trying to centre it on the wheel, and by anchoring yourself against the wheel, then that means you're at a constant distance.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to try for a straight-sided cylinder. Right now, I'm going to hold the clay with the left hand and then go in with my right to a point where I'm about, I don't know, about 1 centimetre above the wheel head. You can then start to open it out. And then on the inside, it's the lead finger, the longest finger of your left hand, right into the corner at the base.
You're basically providing a width restriction for the wall and then bringing that up to make everything the same.
Exactly.
I tell you what, even if I am completely useless at this, I'm glad I've come here just so that I can see someone who's great at it doing it.
Thank you.
It's like watching an expert at work.
I'd love to see the full uncut sequence of that.
If you think she did that while explaining it at the same time, I'm sure she can just sit down and go, there you go, there's a cylinder.
That's amazing.
How complicated does it have to be before she can't narrate it? Yeah.
I just thought that was funny there, because I did notice we were all silent there.
Yeah.
It's like seeing an expert work and seeing it on video. Yeah. And then, like I said, they're watching it in front of me, just seeing it happen. It's magic.
And that's kind of what we're looking for. Slightly, you know, thicker at the base. So it's a nice sort of foundation area. And then tapering off nicely and evenly towards the top with a not too sharp rim, a bit blunted over, and then a nice, clean, flat base as well that's about a centimetre at the bottom.
How could I possibly get that wrong? Well, you know all the reasons how I could get that wrong. So I guess it's my turn now?
Yeah, it's your turn.
It's very much a generation game, and that's all there is to it.
Okay, first time, is it?
All you need to do is copy what an expert with many years of experience is going to do with that, yeah.
So just grab one of your most forgiving pieces of clay.
That's got the biggest, flattest base by the looks of things. Yeah. And you said flat base was good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then place it firmly in the middle. So patting down with your right hand. The next thing we need to do is run the wheel nice and fast, so top speed. And we need some water on our hands. Our left elbow positioned somewhere into your body, like so it's nice and kind of anchored in somewhere. Mm. And then pushing into the clay, that's it, that sort of 7 o'clock position. So just with your left hand, just tip it over a little bit and relax
your
hands
as well.
Oh yeah,
I'm tense.
See you in a bit.
That's why you've got to keep the pressure on with that hand, because you're basically keeping it circular by doing
the only thing that keeps it circular is the fact that your hand isn't moving and it's moving against it and smushing out of the way. And if you watch my elbow, the first time I did it, you'll see my elbow's going like that as the clay's
really
pushing it. Because the clay's really, we are snapping it to get it into shape because it needs that much pressure, that much force. So that means it can push back on me really easily, which is why you have to kind of work out where to put it to keep it. And it was a really low-down stool for me as well. Everything was really low-down. I might have found it a bit easier if I was an extra few inches off the ground.
Oh, you don't need to make excuses here. I know how hard that is.
That is just to the point where it's just going to tip over and just start splattering everywhere, isn't it?
So now you're ready to start bringing it back down again. Ooh. So we're starting at the top. Yes, that's it, that's it. When you get it right, it's a little bit of a revelation, but yeah.
Little wobbly.
When you get it right. Nice. Okay.
There's nothing funny about that at all. I am not a child.
Brilliant. Now the fun bit. Let's open up the clay. So sort of flattening off the top a little bit is a good thing to do. So you can sort of just do, that's it. Okay. Brilliant. Great. Your left hand supporting. Yeah. And just pulling towards that hand.
It's coming together.
It's the pull up, though. We're all judging this like we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like figure skating thing. Yeah. 7.4 on the pull up.
All right. So let's start pulling up. Okay. So these fingertips right in the corner, making sure that it's slippery enough.
Wobbly.
Okay. That was good. It's good.
Oh, no. It's all going
wrong. Okay. Keep going. All the way to top, it's looking good. Slow down the wheel head if it helps. Keep it going though. Yeah, very good, very good. It's idiosyncratic, it's amazing. It's got a character. I love it.
Other than the little stretchy bit at the top, it's...
Look at the height you've got out of that. That's great. So I would say, let's not try and pull it up anymore.
Yeah.
But let's just neaten up a few of the edges. So maybe take your sponge.
Okay.
And just a little bit of, let's just see if we can, sort out the rim a little bit. Okay, it's a little bit more circular. And then if you take away some of this skirt here, using one of these tools, either the rib tool or the bamboo. Yeah, try and hold it with both hands. Great, and just remove some of that material, because sometimes you get stuck back onto the pot. Great. Now you've got a nice sort of solid edge to that base.
And a little lumpy rim.
Yes. Good. Yeah, nice. Okay, cool.
I like how we're all looking at that and going, oh, has he got it? He's got it. Like, mirth's not happening here. We're genuinely invested in you doing this. There's support going on here. I wasn't expecting
that. I am aware that all the phrases that are usually used to damn with faint praise are being wheeled out. It's idiosyncratic. It's special. It's your own one.
And she's an expert at that kind of phrase for making it sound like a compliment. Yeah.
So if you reach behind you, there are some boards that you can grab for putting the pot onto. Mm-hmm.
I like what that means is that this is at the point of no recovery and this is the best I can go and get for this one.
Just mindful that it might go.
It'll explode as soon as you try and do anything else to it.
There you go. Brilliant.
Yay!
Nice. I was going to clap my hands, but that would go everywhere.
Well done. I was literally holding my breath there. Okay, cool.
Oh. That's cool. I'm kind of amazed how supportive we're all being here, but that was
I was expecting to be berated here.
No.
At this point here, like, that could be the only one I made that survived. Yeah. We don't know yet. But if I only went home with one and only that one, I would be very happy with that.
So we've got number one, very wobbly. Number two, which is straighter but with a bit of help. And I don't think you touched this one at all, did you?
No, not at all. Not one bit.
Hey, that's not bad.
So what happened is that I did the first one, and then for the second one, I mostly just kind of tried to remember and then prompted her for some of the steps. And then at the top, it got a little wibbly, and then she came in to try and rescue it, kind of realised it was going backwards, and the top went very wibbly. So the top was sliced off on the front left one. Uh-huh. So I did that myself, but then she sliced off the crap bit at the top.
Ah, okay.
And then the right-hand one there, I did entirely on my own. She was in another room cleaning.
That's brilliant.
Well done, mate. I'm genuinely impressed with that. That's...
So am I. Yeah.
Where are they?
And they're here tonight.
No, you have not.
Oh. That is astounding, mate.
Look at that.
I can't even mock that. I can't.
That's insane.
You made this?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Really smooth. So I wasn't there for them to be fired and dried and glazed and everything. So they sat there for a while to be dried, and then they get fired, and then they get dipped in glaze for them to come out like that.
Beautiful glaze as well. Sorry, this is not the video you came for, is it, people? But this is very wholesome. But...
Sounds like a real pot.
Wait, I haven't done that.
Do they have different tones?
Yes, they do! I mean, we're not even going to mock that.
I've accidentally done something very wholesome.
Yeah, you really have. That's lovely.
As you can see from the video there, I'm so excited. Like, I really, really enjoyed doing things with my hands, be it driving something, controlling something, or making something. Like, these are even like the shape of my hands because I've made them with my hands.
You signed it.
They've got my name on it. Yeah,
they have.
And in fact, you can see how long ago it was.
Yeah, that's about right, yeah.
Well done.
Wholesome.